to introduce you to the Messiah. Say it. Come on, grab them again. Shake their hand. Gotta help me preach it, because somebody ain't getting it. Say, I don't care how long you've been in restraint. I came to redeem you. I came to buy you back. Here's the blood. The blood to prove it. You've been bought by the precious blood of the Lamb. I came to pull you out of this. They got to let you go. Come on, tell them, I came as a disciple to let you know the master has need of you. Come on, smile at them and say, the master has need of you. Now shout with them and say, Lord, Lord, use me. Lord, use me. I'm here, Lord. Have your way. I'm here, Lord. Do what you want to do. I'm here, Lord. I come out with my hands up. Use me, Lord, in thy service. Draw me nearer each and every day. Come on, use me, Lord. Won't he use you? Won't he bless you? Won't he do it?
We know your hearts have burned within by the message of Living Word Ministries. Living Word Ministries of Natchitoches, Louisiana. Pastor Altoria Holden Sr. Our church is located 1401 Welch Street, Natchitoches, Louisiana. Our mailing address is Post Office Box 968, Campy, Louisiana, 71411. Again, Post Office Box 968, Campy, Louisiana, 71411. Our service times are 9:45 a.m. Sunday morning worship and Bible study on Thursday nights at 7:30 p.m. We would love to see you and hear from you. Our doors are open. Living Word Ministries radio broadcast can be heard every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 11:30 a.m. until 12 noon. Continuous blessings. Pastor Altoria Holden Sr. and Living Word Ministries, thank you for your support.
Oh, he's a wonder in my
soul. I feel that, y'all.
Ladies and gentlemen, the gospel is on your radio.
I'm thirsty.
This is KAYT. Gina Alexandria, 88.1. K255BT, Monroe, West Monroe, 98.9. K223BI, Greenwood, Shreveport, 92.5. KQJO, St. Joseph, Natchez, 99.3. He's a wonder, and the gospel continues to grow, praising the Lord in Senla and in Miss Lou.
My soul. Come on, mama, and tell me what he's been to you.
Jesus.
Welcome to the Movement of Christ Worldwide Ministers Broadcast, brought to you by the Greater King David Baptist Church, pastored by Dr. John E. Montgomery II. One church ministering in two locations, 222 Blood Road and 7305 Harry Drive, Baton Rouge, Louisiana. Thank you for your prayers and support of the ministry. Let us now join the broadcast already in progress.
Hope for all.
The privilege of hearing your word now, God. Let the Holy Ghost and his perfect teaching, preaching ministry meet us in the text, tell of the truth so that every hearer's heart may not only hear, but heed what you're saying to us today. Lord, do in this word and in us what you desire to do for your glory and our good. In Jesus' name we pray. And every believer said, amen.
Amen.
Well, praise the Lord. Get your Bibles and remain standing on your feet. I want you to turn your Bibles, if you will,
to the book of Psalms, number 29.
And I want to lift out verse 11, Psalms number 29, verse 11. Recorded are these words. The Lord will give strength unto his people. The Lord will bless his people with peace. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading of his holy word. You may be seated. The Lord will give strength unto his people. The Lord will bless his people with peace. My brothers and sisters, as we look at this Psalm of David, how appropriate is this psalm for the believer to understand that no matter where you are, no matter what you're going through, no matter what you're getting ready to go through, it is going to be by God's grace and mercy and strength that is going to encourage you and enable you to be a victor in your every circumstance. One of the things that I think I like about this word, and I say I think because the word starts off in verse 1, give unto the Lord, O ye mighty, give unto the Lord glory and strength. And when that word says give unto the Lord, it kind of arrested my attention. How can I give to the Lord glory and strength? Further looking at that word, a further examination of that word, give means to ascribe. It literally means to assign. So if you would reread it that way, it would say, assign unto the Lord, O ye mighty, assign unto the Lord glory and strength, which makes more sense to me now, because what it literally says is glory and strength belong to God. It is his. It is a part of his makeup. And so as a result of that, when we ascribe glory and strength unto the Lord, whenever there is a need for the same, it should also come from God. When we understand where our strength comes from, when we understand where our help comes from, when we understand what it is that we need to be what God has called us to be, it is going to be a reality in Him, and those of us who are connected to Him can receive from Him what He desires for His people. Look at this word. It says again, verse 2, give unto the Lord glory, do unto His name. Worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. The voice of the Lord is upon the waters. The God of glory thundereth. The Lord is upon many waters. The voice of the Lord is powerful. The voice of the Lord is full of majesty. The voice of the Lord breaketh the cedars. Yea, the Lord breaketh the cedars of Lebanon. He maketh them also to skip like a calf. Lebanon and Syrian like a young unicorn. The voice of the Lord divided the flames of fire. And it just keeps on talking about the voice of the Lord and ascribe certain things to the power of his voice. One of the things that you need to recognize, my brothers and sisters, is as this word begins with saying assign glory again and strength unto the Lord, it is because there is nothing and no one who is capable of hindering God from doing whatever God wants to do. Now, when you recognize this, no wonder the writer says, if God be for you, who can be against you? No matter, we understand when the writer says, and we know that all things work together for good for them that love God, for those who are called according to his purpose. No wonder we recognize and understand if God has the power to do whatever he desires to do, then it makes good sense to be on the Lord's side. Now listen at this, because I don't know about you, but every now and then I need just a little more strength from the Lord to make it on this journey. Every now and then I need God to up my strength. I need him to increase my capacity for strength. I know there are things and situations that we endure and we go through and we deal with. Sometimes we've just got to ask God for a little more strength. What happens if we don't get the strength? We'll give up. We'll become discouraged. We'll become depressed. I mean, we'll become ultimately destroyed, not just from the enemy without, but from the enemy within. And so every now and then, we have to increase the strength that we need to go through some things. You know, my brothers and sisters, one of the things that you need to know and I need you to understand is in the light of your own situations, when the enemy comes and he tries you and he tests you and he tempts you, do you realize that the only thing he can do is what you can deal with? Let me say it again. The enemy can't do any more to you than God allows him to. And because God has already promised in his word that he won't put more on you than you can bear or even allow you to be tested above what you are able to bear, you need to know that no matter what you're going through right now, you can take it. Not only can you take it, but you can make it. And not only can you make it, you should already be thinking on the other side of made it. In other words, we spend too much time dealing with what if I don't make, what if this don't happen, how I'm going to work this out. We ought to know that God is already in control, and so it's a matter of us walking through the process, so we should be already on the other side where he's setting up a celebration for us. Now, one of the things I love about the ending verse of Psalm number 29 and verse 11, it says, the Lord will give strength. So that means even if you don't have enough at the beginning of the test, I promise you'll have enough sufficient by the end of the test. Because here's one of the things that God will do. God will let you use what you got before he gives you what you need beyond that point. I said he'll let you use what you've already got. And when you use all of that up, then he'll give you more to complete the assignment or to go through the trial or the test that it is that you are going through. The Lord will. Listen at this. It's a certainty. Say, the Lord is talking about me. He's going to give me strength. Well, see, you might not need strength for tomorrow. Guess why? Because tomorrow hadn't come. Somebody's got to make it through today before he'll give you strength for it. Your journey is good today. You don't need more strength to go up the mountain because your course isn't a mountainous course today. It's a straight course. And how many of you know that it takes more strength to pull up a mountain than it does to go down one? Now listen at this, because I'm trying to help somebody here. God wants you to know, and this is the confidence of the believers in God, the Lord will give strength. Your strength is not coming from another person. Your strength isn't coming from your enemies. Your strength isn't coming from your money. Your strength isn't coming from your possessions. Your strength isn't coming from those things that you have accumulated in the earth realm. The record is clear that your strength comes from the Lord. But then look at what else the word says. It says, the Lord will bless his people with peace. Now, it's one thing to have strength. That's the ability to do, to enable you to endure, to accomplish something. But if you don't have any peace in the midst of your ability to do or accomplish or to achieve, then what is the use of it? If you're still filled with turmoil underneath the skin and there is no joy underneath the skin and you're still wondering how long is this going to last, have you ever heard folk talk about, you know, this is going good in their life, knock on wood? Well, let me ask you a question. If your peace is based on you knocking on wood, what happens if you can't find no wood? See, when God's been good to you, God deserves the glory and the honor. Listen at this. And if God gave it to you, I said, if God gave it to you, it is God's responsibility to watch over it for you. In other words, you know, he knows the enemy's heart. He knows the enemy's plan. He knows the enemy plot. The enemy comes for three things every time he shows up: to kill, steal, and destroy. That's his whole plot and plan. But if God gave that to me, knowing the enemy's plot and plan, what we need to know is and understand is that same confidence that Jesus said, that everyone and everything that God has given him, the devil cannot pluck it out of his hand. Now listen to this. There must be a peace to accompany your strength. Because here's what you need to recognize. Without the peace, whatever has been provided by the strength will not have the ability to keep you well underneath the skin. I want you to go to Isaiah, if you don't mind. Chapter 40. Now look at this word. Because the confidence here is so important that Isaiah brings out. Isaiah chapter 40, verse 29. It says, he giveth power to the faint. Listen at this. If you are already at your point and place of weakness, about to give up, about to give in, about to go out, the word says, he giveth power to the faint. And to them that have no might, he increaseth strength. If you're in either position, here's what you need to confirm in your spirit, that God is the one who's going to give me the power and the strength, not only to get to the place where I ought to be, but to endure the situations I may be going through. One of the things that you need to recognize is that he, the word says, giveth power to the faint. Right at that point when you feel like giving up, yeah. God gives you the ability to get a second win, a third win, a fourth win, and how much other win you need to win the situation. But then again, to those that have no might, he increaseth strength. See, sometimes you get so tore up that you can't even start the race. You get so tore up, you can't even make the first step because you're that void of strength and power and ability. And he'll give you what you need to go on, not only to start, but to end in victory. But I want you to see something else. The Bible says, verse 30, even the youths shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fall. Now, look at how he likens this to the natural strength and the natural ability of youth and young men in the prime of life, prime of strength, who take pride in the natural physical state and their natural abilities. Now, one of the things that I love about this word is that it's making clear that no matter what your physical or natural state may be, God in the supernatural state has the power and the ability to do more than you could ever do in the natural state. Which means, hear this, that while there may be somebody in the natural state far more capable, far more able, far more powerful than you in the natural form, if you got God with you in the spiritual form, that God will be able to do what the natural form cannot even do. We've had examples of that not only in history, biblically, but history in our natural world, and we've seen examples of that in so many different realms. Here is the truth of the matter. The Bible says, again, verse 30, even the youth shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fall. In other words, their natural strength is going to fail them. At some point in some time, whatever it is that they're depending on in the natural realm is going to let them down when they least expect it. It's going to give in and give out right when they were expecting it to take them over. But here's what the word says, verse 30, 31. But they that wait upon the Lord. Now you see, that's where one of our problems come in at. We get ahead of God, we get too anxious, we get so filled up with our own goals, our own dreams, our own fears, our own frustrations, that we feel we've got to make a step right now or we're going to mess up and lose out. No, look at what the word says, but they that wait upon the Lord. Not wait upon man. Not wait upon you, not wait upon your situation, not wait upon your circumstances, but they that wait upon. Is there anybody reading this word? But they that wait upon the Lord, look at what's going to happen. Now the first word says, this and this, shall renew their strength. Now, I want to ask anybody in the day, have you ever had a need for your strength to be renewed in this life? Well, God's talking to you again. Because I can promise you from this day forward, there's going to come a need and a time when you're going to need to have your strength renewed. But here's a helpful holy hint as to why you need your strength renewed. It's because you're using it. Yeah. listen at this. If you don't use the strength you have no need for it to be renewed. Now listen at this. Every time you use what God gives you, it is for the purpose of being used. It is for the purpose of God developing you. It is for the purpose of God defining you. It is for the purpose of God refining you. So don't get disturbed and distressed when you get weak on this journey for using the strength that God gave you to accomplish an assignment He's assigned unto you. See, it's not the folk that sit on the bench and on the sidelines and who look at the game that needs renewed strength. They can play a whole game from the sidelines and never break a sweat. Do you know why in every sport there is a break? Because there is a need for the strength to be renewed, because it is being utilized. And listen at this, the more you utilize what God gives to you, the more He renews what it is He's given to you until you accomplish your end's desire. Listen again. The Lord Himself, but they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. Now, I want you to see something else, because this is an important word. When right before strength comes a word that is so important for you to focus on. There. Now, just in the place of there, say, my. They that wait upon the Lord includes you if you're a believer waiting on God. Now, their strength, my strength, means the strength that is sufficient for what it is that God has assigned for me, to me. Why is that important? Because I may not need Samson's strength. I may not need Moses' strength. I may not need strength like, you know, some man that has a different assignment from me, because that strength may not be the same level of strength necessary for my job. See, sometimes we become discouraged because we want strength like somebody else's when we don't have somebody else's assignment. Listen at me well now. He shall renew their strength. Well, if you don't need but a little strength for your assignment, He's going to give you only a little more strength when He does renew it. You don't jump from here to way up there when you'll never have a need up there, when all you're needing and doing is on this level. So it is to renew their strength on their level for their assignment. Get this well in your spirit now. Understand it. Because here's what you also need to know. If He increases your strength, He's going to increase your assignment. Did you hear what I just said? And so you don't need more strength if you're not going to do more in the service of the Lord. Because God doesn't waste strength. It is for the usage for the glory of God and for the good of mankind. Notice again, He says, they shall mount up with wings as eagles. Again, they shall run and not be weary. Again, and they shall walk and not faint. Now, it almost looks at this, and I want you to see this as it is in Scripture here. It starts off, they shall mount up with wings. Now, it would appear that it takes more strength for you to mount up from the ground with wings as eagles. All right? But then it would appear that it takes more strength to run marathon rather than sprinting. Sprinting is a quick zip, but it's a short stop. Marathon requires a lot more stamina, strength to keep going. Right when your body wants to feel like it's about to give up, can't take another step, man, it's like you catch a second wind because you've gotten strength to continue on. But let me tell you what it really means. The most strength is not needed in flying, because that seemed to suggest to fly above, to fly over, to not deal with the storms that hit your life. Eagles can fly over storm systems, look down on the storm, not go through the storm. Running has the continuation and connotation of running away from something, leaving it behind, not letting it catch up with you. But walking requires the greatest strength, because it means when you walk with God that you've got to recognize and you've got to understand that to walk with God requires all of your focus and attention, all of the things that God would want you to do in order to be focused on Him, just like Enoch walked with God. And his walking with God, listen, you walk through a whole lot of things. You deal with a whole lot of things. You see a whole lot of things. And one of the good things about it is walking with him provides for you and prepares for you to deal with everything. That's why the psalmist says in Psalm 23 and 4, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow. How do you know if you're getting ready to deal with some serious stuff that hits your life, the natural reflexes will make you run even if you don't understand why you're running. If you had birds as a wing, you'd fly away from a whole lot of stuff because you don't want to deal with it. But when you walk, you've got to be strong enough to be able to endure, to see it and see it and see it, and yet walk straight on to it, knowing that God has got this thing fixed. It is a whole new level of strength to be able to walk this Christian walk. The Bible says the just shall live by faith. Now, to live by faith means to walk with God on a daily basis, to trust Him, to depend upon His strength. Because one of the things that you're going to recognize is you can't live in the flesh, looking at the flesh, and expect the flesh to accomplish the things of the Spirit. You're going to discover that the things of the flesh are temporal. The things that can be seen with the natural eye are limited to here and now. But it's only the things of God, the spiritual things, the true things, the real things underneath the skin, the things you can't see with the natural eye, are those things that are real and those things that require supernatural strength to be able to operate in, even in this natural realm. That's why so many believers give up on the journey. That's why so many of them get weak and they turn away from God and turn off the path and leave God, because they don't have the inward power to keep them strong enough to walk in the ways of God. I want you to see something else. Let's turn, if you will, to 2 Corinthians chapter 4. Because one of the things, again, that's so important for the believer to recognize is that we are renewed day by day, the inward man. Listen at this. I just want to back up, if you don't mind, to the 8th verse of the 4th chapter of 2 Corinthians and just begin there. It says, we are troubled on every side, yet not distressed. We are perplexed, but not in despair. Persecuted, but not forsaken. Cast down, but not destroyed. Always bearing about in the body the dying of the Lord Jesus, that the life also of Jesus might be made manifest in our body. For we which live are always delivered unto death for Jesus' sake, that the life also of Jesus might be made manifest in our mortal flesh. So then death worketh in us, but life in you. We having the same spirit of faith, according as it is written, I believed, and therefore have I spoken. We also believe, and therefore speak. Listen at this, because I want you to see this. It's taking this transition from flesh to spirit, from natural to supernatural. So important for you to understand. It's hard for you to speak the things of faith if you don't believe the things of faith. See, one of the things that's so important for us to understand is we can't live our whole lives in the flesh only and not live in the spirit. It is in the spirit that we are able to transcend and transform our situations, not only by doing, but by speaking the word of God that is filled with faith, that will operate according to the way God himself has given direction and instruction and power for it to come to pass. Listen at this. I want you to see this again. Verse 14, knowing that he which raised up the Lord Jesus shall raise up us also by Jesus and shall present us with you. For all things are for your sakes. Listen at this. That the abundant grace might through the thanksgiving of many redound to the glory of God. But here's verse 16. For which cause we faint not. But though our outward man perish, this flesh, the physical man, listen to what the Bible says, yet the inward man is renewed day by day. God is steady growing you. God is steady grooming you. God is steady doing the things to you from